It's really great to welcome back Skylar Edson. She's 15. She's been here before, and she's a remarkable singer and songwriter. She's going to share three songs with us. We'll talk in between each of them. First, we'll take a listen to the first. Here is Skylar Edson.
Holding hands, now you know my heart is crumbled, it's made of stone, now it's made of sand. I see the flowers, they're pretty and they're pink, but I'll wait for rain to come. You know sand, it always sinks. Yeah, my friends are breaking hearts for as long as life lets them. They say that they want someone, so they go out and get them. They know that they'll find someone, they have no question. I wish my heart was still young, but it's learned the world's lessons. I have seen too much. Yeah, I have already had enough. I've had enough. I will never love you, because if you know me at all, you don't know me at all. I don't believe in about our future. I might be paranoid, but I swear you remind me of my father. Yeah, when I see fire, I forget everything I know. I'll fall hard, ignore scars, but I'll only get so far before it all goes up in smoke. I can feel the blood runs through my veins. Everyone I love is taking back their last name. Look in the mirror, no, I'm exactly the same. You can never run from where you came. I have seen too much. Because if you know me at all, you don't know me at all. I don't believe in years of gray. I'm always gonna tell you that I need more space. Maybe I'm wrong for seeing things this way, but you chose me. Did you think I'd change? I don't care if you saw colors after years of gray. I'm always gonna tell you that I need more space. Maybe I'm wrong for seeing things this way, but you chose me. Did you think I'd change? I've seen too much. Yeah, I have already had enough.
Skylar Edson here. It's been a while since you were here. Last, I guess you were here about 6 months ago or so. You should know that Skylar is 15 and is heading into 10th grade, I believe. Tell me about the song you just sang.
I don't know. I wrote it towards the end of my freshman year. I just had wrote it after a really long time of writer's block, and it felt really good. I wrote it on my break whenever I went home, and I feel like I really just needed to go home to like get that creative juice kind of flowing back, and so it's become one of my favorites.
And you're attending Interlochen Arts Academy, which is in Maine, I think. Maine, Michigan, Maryland, any state that starts with M. Tell me what it's like there.
It's amazing. I get to be with so many other songwriters, and I don't know. It's such a great school, and it was a big decision moving to Michigan, like, whenever I was 14 and, like, leaving my hometown, Pittsburgh, and stuff like that. But I think it was definitely worth it because it's been the best thing ever.
When did you know you wanted to be a singer and songwriter and perform?
I've been singing since I was like 4. My first song was about animals at the zoo, and I'm not going to play that today, but
remember it and could sing it. I'm not going to ask you to, but
I do. I don't know. I've been performing since I think I did my first performance whenever I was 6 by myself. I attended Sunburst School of Music for ukulele lessons whenever I was really little. So I've been doing this for a while, but yeah.
And it doesn't sound like you have any signs of stopping or slowing down. When you're in Michigan, do you get a chance to play out much?
I do. They have a lot of performance opportunities. Especially, I really like playing in front of just like the group of songwriters there. They give us plenty of opportunities to get like feedback on our music and stuff like that. And then they also have like recitals and stuff, you know.
Now, I understand the next two songs you're going to do, you co-wrote with Violet Hollister, if I have Violet's name correct.
Yep.
Who's one of our Rhyme and Reason campers who's here for the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Are you two friends? Tell me about your relationship.
We became friends. We went to a songwriting program together at School of Rock. And at that School of Rock, I wrote my song, or our song, Oh Dear Bobby. And it just like kicked off from there. And we're like best friends. And she comes over and she writes all the time. And she's like, I'm not a big co-writer. I usually like to write by myself. But we just blend so well. And it's been amazing.
Well, that is terrific. And it's nice how music connects people. Mm-hmm. Even though you're separated by states, you're still able to do that. Why don't we listen to one of those songs? What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do Backseats Aren't for Friends. It's a really fun song, and we just had fun writing it. So I hope you enjoy. Watching through your window, I'm not trying to creep. You were talking to your girlfriend on the phone, and she sounds bitchy. Ooh, baby, I could be a better girl than her. Get in my car, ride to the bar, we go crazy downtown. Ooh, baby, come on, I got places to be. Watching, you'll see, party till 3. I get around, around, round, round, cause back seats aren't for friends. Hold my hand in the dark. Am I the only one who felt a spark? Cause back seats aren't for friends. She's flaming, I'll admit it. She's everyone's favorite girl. I'm not pretty, but I sure can party. I can write. your world. Ooh, baby, come on. We've been over this. She had a past, left him so fast. Blink of an eye, 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 eye. Ooh, baby, come on. Don't you know love is blind? She'll make you cry, I'll make you mine. Just give me one night. Cause back seats aren't for friends. Hold my hand in the dark. Am I the only one who felt a spark? Cause back seats aren't for friends. I think that you should leave her. I've got a burning fever. Darling, she's not a keeper. I think that you should leave her. I think that you should leave her. I've got a burning fever. Darling, she's not a keeper. I think that you should. Backseats aren't for friends. Hold my hand in the dark. Am I the only one who felt a spark? Cause backseats aren't for friends.
That is Skylar Edson. And I think I see your mom out there, Kristen. And is that your cousin?
It is, yeah.
Nora, who is out there. I just put a photo or a little video, actually, of Skylar up at SLB Radio on Facebook so you can get a sense of her playing and get time to see her. What do you think the year is going to hold for you as you head into 10th grade?
I don't know. I'm hoping this year I can do a lot more gigging. I did some this summer for sure. But I don't know. I have a lot of opportunities in Michigan. I'm in a country band and we go out and we play different shows. So I'm really hoping I can, I don't know, find a way to kind of get my music more out there, like outside of the school. But also I get to take a lot more fun classes that I've been hoping to take at Interlochen. I'm taking a recording one. I might be taking jazz improv, and I'm really excited.
That does sound exciting. Now, I'm sure you're still also taking traditional high school classes. Do they manage to weave an arts focus into any of those classes?
I feel like the teachers, since they're teaching a lot of artists, they kind of understand how we work, and our projects are always really fun. And I don't know, I've never been a huge fan of like those academics. Like, I've always been an artsy person, but at Interlochen, they just make everything so fun and so, I don't know, engaging.
Are there other things you like to do in addition to music?
I'm a very crafty person. I like to make crafts and stuff, and I don't know.
What kind of crafts do you like?
I've made a lot of stuff. I make pipe cleaner flowers, which is really random. I have a scrapbook. I do a lot.
I should ask, too, before you share one more song with us, how can people best keep track of you? I know Instagram is at Skylar_Edson. Is that the best way?
Yeah, I'm working on a website, and I think it's out. It might be out, like, next week. It's just SkylarEdson.com. And you can look at where my upcoming shows are and stuff like that. And then I also, Instagram is probably, I post all my shows on there and stuff like that.
Any recordings out to purchase or download yet?
I'm working on it. I just got that song recorded, so I'm hoping maybe I can release it somewhere at some point, but not quite yet.
Well, Skylar is an incredible singer, songwriter, musician. Forgive me for pointing out that you're 15. I just think, especially because people, they want to know. I was going to say because they can't see you, but even if they did see you, the poise you show, they might think that you're older than that, too. It's been amazing to watch and listen to you. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Anybody you want to thank or say hello to?
I want to thank my mom. She gets me all of these gigs. She's my manager, and she's been supporting me since the beginning. And I also want to thank my cousin Nora, who's my bestie, And she's been here all week. And I don't know, she's also been really supportive, and my whole family has been great. And also my guitar teacher, Bob, who's also been really supportive. He's been the best guitar teacher I've ever had. And I don't know, I've just had such great people surrounding me. So, yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you for being here. And tell me about your final song.
This song me and Violet wrote right after we wrote Oh Dear Bobby. It's called Evergreen, and it's about our plan that whenever we're older, we're going to move to LA and get a bunch of cats. And I don't know, we just wrote this song about the perfect life and kind of what everybody kind of dreams of. And yeah, I hope you enjoy. It's raining in the garden, and the roses are all dying now, but the branches of the cherry trees are flowering and they look so pretty. I have made peace with myself. I now love my past enemies. I love you more than anyone else. I am at home in this city. Let go of all your knives. Choose your own family. Make yourself. Our love is evergreen. There's cherry pie on the counter every time I'm feeling low. You leave for work in the morning, and I'll pick you up to go home. Our friends come for Sunday dinner, leave the door ajar. They will bring their smiles, and I'll bring my guitar. Finally, the world is good. I swear the stars shine brighter in this neighborhood. I was never one to write much poetry. I want to describe the feeling when you look at me. I never imagined this in my wildest dreams. I've loved you every second since 13. Our hearts are young forever. After the party, we're still dancing. Our backyard, like our love, is evergreen. Take your time to build a life where the world sparkles nicely. We can still have band practice up in the attic. If you love yourself and someone else, you already have a family. We can write our history between the breaks of the static. It's raining in the garden, in our backyard, like our love is evergreen.
Skylar Edson, thank you for being with us. Here's Tim Harden at the Saturday Life Brigade.